What's your occupation, current and or past? South Dakota 45, school board trustee, seeking third term. Prior to that I worked with Rogers Media focused on marketing and sales for online education products for K-12, public libraries and colleges across Canada. Who inspires you? Real or fictional? Pauline Johnson, 1861-1913, was a groundbreaking Canadian poet and performer of Mohawk heritage who fought against expectations of race and gender in her time. Her remarkable life broke through barriers and inspired generations with her creative talent and pride in her Indigenous heritage. My two children attended the West Vancouver School named after this formidable woman, and in the spring of 2023 a special celebration will be held in her honor as part of the centennial, 100th commemoration of École Pauline Johnson and its legacy. Please list any current and or past committees or organizations you've been a part of in your career. BC School Employers Association, District Rep. Metro Branch BC School Trustees, Vice Chair. Human Resources Committee South Dakota 45, Chair. Coho Society of the North Shore, Director. Royal Canadian Legion Branch 60, Member. Child Care Services Working Group, District Rep. Metro L. English Language Learners, Committee, District Rep. District Parent Advisory Council, Executive. École Pauline Johnson PAC, Chair. WV Memorial Public Library Trustee. WV Memorial Library Foundation, Chair. What are your school board priorities for the next term? The board should continue to focus on recruiting and retaining top talent in our school district. Metro Vancouver is a large area with a competitive employment environment for skilled workers. A concerted effort to attract great teachers, custodians, education assistants, administrative workers, and skilled trades must be a priority. Our district has a positive culture of innovation, respect, and opportunity for all that makes working for West Vancouver Schools a destination of choice, and well worth the ferry ride to get to work at BICS. What do you think the biggest challenges in education today are, and how will you work to tackle them? A balance between technology and nature-based learning for students should be a priority. It simply cannot be one versus the other. Students need to be grounded by their physical, natural environment, in many ways guided by First Peoples principles, and transform those skills to function successfully in our modern tech-driven world. Our robotics program is phenomenal, and students compete at the highest level from ages 12+. At the same time, BICS has a new, accessible $125,000 playground, and Rockridge is currently building an outdoor learning classroom. Our youth need the best of both worlds to thrive. Why do you want to serve as a trustee for the next 4 years? It has been an honor to be a voice for Bowen Island constituents and to ensure student success and accountability to taxpayers since 2014. Excellence in education will always be a priority, but provincial funding realities, inflation, and the reduced size of our international fee-paying program will be a challenge. I will put my 8 years of experience to help mitigate any impact on the classroom experience. I will always champion innovative programming such as honor choir, first aid, carpentry, or entrepreneurship, and will support vibrant school communities that all students and families feel proud to belong to. Contact www.nicole-brown.ca. Facebook, Nicole Brown SD 45. 604-765-2025.